Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Wellness Wednesday, small things you can do to make a big difference in your life. And let's be honest, sometimes even though you really probably can find the time, you just don't want to find the time to work out.
That's the truth.
So there's got to be three exercises that you can do every day that'll keep you somewhat toned and get you on your way feeling better. Amy Linus from Fit Body Vibe, you can visit her online at fitbodyvibe.com. Amy, what are these three exercises that if you just bang them out in the morning or like right before bed, at least it's better than doing absolutely nothing?
Squat. Body squats, body squats, body squats. And nobody wants to do those, but they are total body and you're incorporating a lot of your lower body. However, the majority of our muscle in our frame is found in the lower half. So you're incorporating a whole lot more when you're doing those body squats. So I would start with those.
So squats. I do a lot of squats. How many is like how much you should be doing a day? Like if you're going to like bang them out in the morning, like how many squats should you actually do?
What do you mean? It doesn't count? Like if I just make a grunting noise every time I bend over for something else throughout the day? And if I do that 30, 40 times, that's not a set? Because that's what I was thinking.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
All right.
I know. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just hire somebody else to do it for us and we got the benefit? That'd be awesome. If I can figure out how to do that, we'll be on to something totally different.
Well, Amy, you know what I say all the time? We managed to find a cure for COVID and get the vaccine really relatively quickly, but we can't find a way to make ourselves skinny with the magic pill? It doesn't make any sense at all.
Not at all. Not at all. We need to collaborate on that one, seriously. But answer your question, four sets of 15 to 20 repetitions, that's going to get your heart rate up. It's going to incorporate those muscles. It's also going to allow for you to develop the mind-to-muscle connection and control where you're actually starting to focus and feel the muscles that you're working. Whereas Raven was saying, oh, I'm just going to grunt a couple of times. Well, that's not going to work out so well, unfortunately. I wish it worked that way.
Okay, 80 squats to start your day. What's next?
All right, then we're going to go into our abdominal crunches. So if you have a strong core, you're going to be tighter everywhere. You're going to have better posture. You're going to feel better throughout your day. Unfortunately, we can't burn body fat, but you can strengthen your abdominal region. So keeping that core nice and tight, we'll do about 50 crunches if you have it in you. That's what I would suggest.
Wow.
50 crunches.
All right. 80 squats, 50 crunches. All right. So I guess I'm getting rid of that 30-second ab theory that I had.
I told you that's not a real thing.
Right. Look, I'm doing it right now. I'm working it out right now.
No, you can't. If you just clench your abs. So I used to do that when I was driving. When I would get to red lights, I would just try to clench my abs for however long the red light was. And like, does that actually work or did I just make that up in my head?
No, it does. It actually works. Anytime you're going to work out a muscle and tighten it and contract it, yeah, you're definitely working that core.
I want to trademark the red light abs exercise.
Good idea.
So whenever you're at a red light, you just clench those abs for however long you're at the red light. And then when it turns green, you breathe. We should come up with, Amy, a whole, like, when you're driving exercise routine.
You're getting off on a tangent here, right?
All right. What's the third exercise?
The tried and true push-ups, because we have to incorporate that upper body as well. Push-ups, tried and true, incorporating all of that upper body as well as that lower body. So, yes, last but not least, push-ups.
And how many push-ups?
That's going to be up to you, really. However, I tell people, try to get as many as you can with strict form. And then once your form starts to go down to the knees and then finish them off that way as well. So, start with the hardest way first and then drop down if you need to, but make sure you get them done.
Amy Linus, you can find her online at fitbodyvibe.com. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you, guys.
But seriously, work on the exercises we can do while we're driving. I think that we can make a ton of money if we figure that out.